This is the story of a little engine by the name of Chug Chug. Chug Chug was a very pretty little engine with a great big brass light on top of his head that could shine out in front of him for miles and miles. Chug Chug had a beautiful shiny black smokestack that looked just like a wonderful tall silk hat. And being very polite, Chug Chug would lift his smokestack hat to the ladies and the mayor and the engine master because he thought it was a pretty nice thing to do. Chug Chug had pretty red, silver, and gold trimmings and three great big gold bands around his shiny black boiler tummy. But in addition to all these things, Chug Chug could talk.
Hello, children. This is Chug Chug. I can talk.
Chug Chug lived in a roundhouse with a lot of other great big engines. Chug Chug was always getting into trouble because of his one great weakness. He loved peppermint candy. Now, it's all right to like candy, but Chug Chug would always eat too much of it, and he would end up with a tummy ache. One morning, when it was very noisy and busy in the roundhouse, someone made a very bad mistake and fed Chug Chug nothing but peppermint candy instead of coal. That made Chug Chug's boiler tummy very hot, and he went racing around the roundhouse trying to cool off and bumping into all the other engines. My, what a commotion he caused. Then the engine master came in, very angry, and he shouted out,
Stop it! You there, Chug Chug. I can see you started all this. Well, me fine fellow, no more trips to Lollipop Town for you. From now on, you're hauling onions.
Oh, my, thought Chug Chug. Onions. No more trips to Lollipop Town with chocolates and lollipops and licorice sticks. I have to carry onions. I like to eat onions, but they make everybody cry. I like to see people laugh. And that day, as he started hauling onions to the towns nearby, he warned everybody that he was coming.
Chug Chug was very unhappy in his new job because the onions made his headlight cry and he couldn't see where he was going. Oh, how he wished he could do something really wonderful so the engine master would forgive him and put him back on the run to Lollipop Town. Then, one day, about three Saturdays later, when all the big engines were out busy with their work, a special order came from Lollipop Town. It read like this: Boys and girls going on a picnic. Candy all gone. Rush one trainload of candy immediately. That was a special order. So the engine master came to the roundhouse and he said,
Chug Chug, my boy, I'm going to give you another chance. Hitch yourself up to that trainload of candy outside and get it up to Lollipop Town immediately. Do a good job and everything will be forgiven.
Chug Chug just couldn't help himself and he cried out for joy.
Here I go.
Chug Chug was soon out in the country, puffing through the pretty villages, lifting his smokestack hat to all of the ladies, and calling out to all of his little friends.
Hello, George. Hello, Jane. Hello, Henry.
My, but Chug Chug was happy. The sun was shining, and his good friend, Mr. Wind, was blowing all sorts of delicious smells his way. But what was that especially delicious odor that Mr. Wind brought to him? Could it be peppermint candy? Chug Chug sniffed. He sniffed again. Yes, it was peppermint candy. Oh, how delicious. But where in the world was the odor coming from? Chug Chug turned his headlight round as far as he could. And there, in the last car, he saw the peppermint sticks. The last car on his train was full of them. Oh, how he wanted one. But then he thought, no, I must get to Lollipop Town. I will be good. I will be good.
I will be good. I will be good. I will be good. I will be good. I will be good. I will be good. I will be good.
But the temptation was too much. He must have a peppermint stick. But how could he get one? He couldn't reach clear back to the last car on the train. His arms weren't long enough. Then he thought, I know how I can get one of those peppermint sticks. And he turned right off the track and went bumpity-bump out into an open field. When Chug-Chug got out into that open field, he started going round and round, chasing his own tail, just like a little puppy dog, and biting every now and then at the peppermint sticks in the last car that were just out of his reach. It was the funniest thing that you've ever seen. He went round and round and round, faster and faster, snapping his teeth at the candy sticks. Then he made one final effort to reach the candy. He missed the candy, and he bit himself.
Ouch! Ouch! I bit myself. Ouch! Ouch! I bit myself. Ouch! Ouch! I bit myself.
Chug-Chug had bitten his own tail. What a silly thing to do. Then he thought, oh my, I sure do hurt when I bite myself. Ouch! And it's all my own fault for trying to get the candy when I'm not supposed to take it. Why, that candy doesn't even belong to me. It belongs up in Lollipop Town to all the little boys and girls up there. I'd better get back on that track or I'm going to be late for the picnic. And he hurried back up on the track and started off once again for Lollipop Town. This time, thought Chug-Chug, I'm going straight to Lollipop Town and nothing will stop me. Nothing. But Chug-Chug didn't know what he was in for. You see, he was coming to the most dangerous place on the whole trip, the big bridge. Chug-Chug went faster and faster. He was having a difficult time of it because there had been a bad storm the night before and the track was very slippery. But Chug-Chug just didn't care. He must get to Lollipop Town with that candy. Then, just as he was coming to the most dangerous place, Mr. Wind came rushing up against him, pushing at him, blowing him back, trying to stop him. And Mr. Wind said,
"Stop, Chug-Chug, stop! The bridge is out! The bridge is out!"
The big bridge had been washed away by the storm. Chug-Chug put on all of his brakes.
Whoa, train, stop. Whoa, train, stop. Whoa.
And he came to a stop right on the edge of the river. A few more feet and he would have plunged in. My, thought Chug-Chug, that was close. What if I had gone into the river? But now, how am I ever going to get across? Chug-Chug stood on the edge of the river, wondering how he was ever going to get across. He wasn't very good at jumping, but that was the only way that he could get over the river. He stood there, scratching his headlight, trying to figure it out, when the wind came back. And Mr. Wind said,
I'll push you.
Chug-Chug thought that was a grand idea. With him going full steam ahead and Mr. Wind pushing hard as he could, he just might be able to jump across the river. He needed a good head start before he made the jump, so he backed up about a mile down the track and he got himself all set. He stomped his wheels to make sure they were on tight. He set his headlights straight, hunched his back, blew a cloud of smoke out of his hat and said, "All aboard, let's go!" And he was off down the track for the big jump. Mr. Wind pushed from behind and Chug-Chug went faster and faster. And the wind blew harder and harder. And they came closer and closer to the edge of the river with Chug-Chug saying over and over,
I can make it.
And pretty soon they were at the edge of the river and Chug-Chug was flying through the air. Will he make it? Will he make it? Will he make it? He made it. The little train flew right over the river. Then Mr. Wind came back, and Mr. Wind said, and Chug Chug, being very polite, lifted his smokestack hat and thanked Mr. Wind.
Thank you, Mr. Wind. Thank you.
Chug Chug had jumped all the way over the river, and he hadn't even broken a chocolate drop nor squashed a marshmallow on the whole trip. He was very happy, but he quickly pulled himself together and hurried on to Lollipop Town. He arrived there just in time for the picnic, and the Lord Mayor of Lollipop Town presented a great big gold medal to the brave little engine that had so valiantly done his duty. Chug Chug thanked everyone, bowed to the Lord Mayor, lifted his smokestack hat, and then, taking another road back to the roundhouse, said goodbye to all of his friends.
See you later, 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 see you later.